Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, Dr. Ellen McSweeney, who's a donor consultant with the Irish Blood Transfusion Service, is my expert here on Lunchtime Live this Wednesday. Good afternoon, Ellen. How are you?
Good afternoon, Andrea. Thanks for having me on. Yeah. Very well, thanks.
Good. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. If you have a question or maybe a voice note, you can send it in to me on WhatsApp for Ellen today. Just in the first instance, Ellen, I noticed this morning you have a shortage at the moment. You're looking for about 2,000 donations. Is that right?
Yes, we are short, and we need 3,000 donations every week. But during the month of July, we need an additional 2,000 donations. So that's another 500 every week.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So the average of what you need to get each week is about 3,000 donations.
Yeah,
and do you typically tend to get that?
We do tend to get it. Again, it can be tight sometimes, but we do. But at the moment, we're quite short, partly because there's a very high demand from the hospitals. I mean, the demand is actually, in 1 week, we issued about 2,600, and that's typically higher than it has been for quite a while. As well as that, there's a lot of illness around. People have COVID or the winter vomiting bug. And so people are going on holidays. So all of these in combination mean that we're actually quite tight at present.
So you need a bank of additional supplies, really, and that's what the appeal is today. Okay, listen, we have a load of questions coming in from listeners about donating blood. 087 1400 106 is the number. We'll fly through them, Ellen. This texter says, I'd love to donate blood, but I have an autoimmune condition for which I take medication for. So can I still donate?
Again, it depends on the condition and the type of medication. If it's medication generally it's given by injection, subcut injection, the general answer is no.
For at subcutaneous least, medication,
yeah, I think. Subcutaneous under the skin. At least for a year after the person has stopped that medication, but certainly not while they're taking it.
So they have to wait 12 months and then they can inquire again.
Again, they can inquire what the condition, let us know what the condition is, yeah, how they're doing, and if they need any other medication.
Can you give blood if you have osteoporosis?
No, you can't. And the concern is that if somebody fainted and fell, they might actually fracture something. That's the reason for that.
That's the reason for it. Okay. This texter is asking, how often can you give blood, weekly or monthly?
Okay, well, every 90 days. Lots of people don't actually give it every 90 days, but the majority of people would donate only once in a year. And the average, overall, there are people who donate four times a year, but overall it's 1.7 donations per donor who attends per year. Even if we could get somebody who donates once to donate twice, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, that'd be game changing in terms of this.
Certainly would.
Yeah, the supplies that you're talking about at the minute. Can I ask why I can't give blood if I've received a blood transfusion?
Okay, well, the permanent deferral for having received a blood transfusion was actually introduced back in the early 2000s because variant CJG, or at least the prion protein that causes variant CJG, had been transmitted by blood transfusion. So that's why it was actually the permanent deferral was introduced at that time.
Okay. This texter had to get a tetanus shot last week. They were bitten by a dog. Hope they're all right. But they're wondering, would I be able to give blood or how long will I have to wait?
Okay, well, the tetanus shot in itself, if the person had been on holidays, for example, would not be an issue as long as they were well. It's the fact she was bitten by a dog. Now, she has to wait until she's fully recovered, and hopefully she or he will be shortly. The other thing is, if they actually got, in addition to the vaccine, an immunoglobulin injection, then they'd have to wait 4 weeks after that.
Okay, so 4 weeks, and
if they got
depending
an additional injection.
Yeah.
If she's not sure, she can ring us and we'll, you know, we'll talk you through with her.
You'll figure that out. This texter says, where did I see it a moment? Yeah, if you have a tattoo, does that rule you out of donating because I got one 10 years ago?
Oh no, 4 months after having the tattoo, you can donate.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, in you go. This listener had a baby 4 months ago. Can they give blood?
No, I have to wait till 12 months after having the baby.
Always 12 months.
Yeah.
I had 3 strokes and prescription drugs. Can I give blood donations?
No, I'm afraid not. It's a donor safety issue. If somebody's had strokes or a heart attack or angina, for their own safety, we don't accept donations from them.
Okay. Kathy is wondering now, I hope I don't pronounce this wrong. Kathy says she has hemochromatitis.
Can she? Hemochromatosis.
Yeah, okay.
Again, we do accept people with hemochromatosis as long as they haven't had a serious consequences like serious liver disease, if they have diabetes for which they need insulin, if they have cardiac problems because of it. Now, hemochromatosis is being diagnosed earlier now, so hopefully if somebody hasn't got those serious conditions and their ferritin levels, their iron levels are down to within the normal range, down to what's called maintenance, then we will accept them at that point in time, but they need to get de-ironed first.
Okay. If you have a question for Dr. Ellen McSweeney from the Irish Blood Transfusion Service, you can send it in to us. It's 087 1400 106. This listener wants to know, can they donate if they've Crohn's disease?
No, I'm afraid not. A chronic condition like Crohn's, then they can't donate.
Are there a number of chronic conditions that just rule you out?
Oh, there are. Again, similar to Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, another chronic GI condition. And if somebody has like a chronic respiratory illness for which, you know, they need a lot of treatment, certainly if they need oxygen, if somebody's got chronic cardiac problems, said angina, heart failure, or chronic neurological condition, then they can't donate. Or if somebody's had cancer, for example, then unless it's in situ cancer, then they can't donate.
So if you've at any point ever been treated for cancer, cancer,
except
you can't.
There's exceptions. There's the cervical carcinoma in situ means that for, you know, cervical, that is not actually spread, and therefore people can, if they know they've been treated and it never spread. And the other exception to the general rule about cancer is a basal carcinoma somebody would get on their face. So again, that they tend very much not to spread. So if they're treated for that, the treatment is finished, then again, they can.
Just a follow up to the Crohn's. Karina's wondering if she can give blood while being on immunosuppressants or JAK inhibitors for arthritis.
No, because the immune suppressants, then again, as they sound, they actually mean that somebody is more, their immune suppression system suppressed, they're more likely to get an infection, right? So they can't donate while they're on the immune suppressants and for at least a year after they stop.
For at least a year after. Yeah. Okay. I gave blood regularly up to my mid-40s, but I haven't done so in years due to CJD protocols, as I lived in the UK between 1978 and 82. Am I still precluded from donating? I'm in good health in my 60s and I'm blood type A negative.
Okay, we'd be delighted to have you. And that change, that regulation changed back in October 2019. So anybody who lived in the UK between 1980 and 1996 is now eligible to donate, and we'd be delighted if they do.
If we get in touch.
Yeah.
This texter says they find getting blood tests from the usual inside of my elbow quite tough going. I've passed out before. I find it easier to get it taken from the top of my hand. Is there any way of giving blood not from the inside of your elbow?
No, there isn't, because they are larger needles than the ones that typically a GP would actually use. And we can't use it from your hand. It has to be from the inside of the elbow.
Has to be from that
has
point.
To be, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Is there an age limit on giving blood?
Yes, there is. You have to be a minimum of 18. And if you haven't donated before, then under 65. Now, for regular donors, they can donate up to the age of 79. But then we need a cert from their GP saying they're eligible, and they need to have to donate every 2 years.
Mm. Typically, who tends to give blood in terms of the age demographic?
Well, often at the moment, I mean, if you ask for the typical person at present, it will be somebody around in their mid-40s, right, would be the commonest group of people who actually donate at present. But we have people across all ages, to be honest, and we very much want to encourage younger people as well. So that, and you know, it may well be we'll get them in university and there may be a gap for a while, you know, when they're going about their living their life, and if they come back again to us, would be great.
Is it a lot of reoccurring visitors that donate?
Yeah, most. I mean, the majority of our donors are regular donors.
Yeah.
But we very much want new donors as well.
You
we need 15,000
okay.
new donors every year.
This listener had root canal in Newry 15 years ago when I was told that I couldn't give blood when I attended a blood clinic at work. Is this still the case?
No, that's changed as well.
Why would that have been?
Again, that was to do with the possible risk of varying CGHD from, again, with the nervous tissue that potentially would have been. But that's changed.
So that listener can give you a call.
Certainly can.
This texter, I'm South African, living in Ireland for 7 years. Can I donate blood in Ireland? I think I tried when I just moved here and I was told I couldn't donate because of the high rate of HIV infection in South Africa. I'm wondering, though, if I will be able to donate now.
Now, again, that rule has changed as well. So we'd encourage that person to actually phone us and talk to us. And certainly they can donate if the person was born outside of Ireland or the UK, the first time they actually come that they're eligible, we take samples rather than a full donation. And if they were in a malarial area in South Africa, then again, we would test for malaria.
Well, just a follow up to that, this listener's wondering, if I've previously had malaria, can I donate and what's the process?
Yes, we introduced malaria test May of last year. So if somebody had malaria, they must be fully recovered for at least 3 years. And then they would come. We'd actually take a sample for them and test for all our usual virology testing, but also test for malaria. And if that result was negative, then the person could come back and donate 6 weeks later.
OK, this listener used to give blood. They're in the group O or H negative. They're now 71 and wondering, are they too old?
If they have donated in the last 2 years and they get a cert from their GP, then, you know, they're and again, depending on all the other, you know, medical conditions, then they're eligible, just from the age point of view.
OK, blood donation. I was turned away due to low iron levels, 11.8. So how long do I have to wait to try again?
Okay, again, that will be 6 months. And the hemoglobin's low, then, you know, we have to have a hemoglobin of 12.5 grams per deciliter for a woman and 13.5 grams per deciliter for a man.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. If you have a question for Dr. Ellen McSweeney from the Blood Transfusion Service, we'll fly through the last couple, Ellen. I was successfully treated for asymptomatic TB back in 2009. It was picked up by immigration screening in Australia. Can I give blood?
Yes.
You can? Simple as that.
Yes.
Yeah. If a person has received a COVID-19 vaccine, can they donate blood?
Yes, they can. But currently we ask that they wait for 48 hours just in case they have any side effects from the vaccine.
Yeah, but otherwise you're good to go. I had to stop giving blood because of laser eye surgery in Belfast 20 years ago. The operation was outside of the state. Has that changed?
Same as the person who queried about the root canal. It's changed. We'll accept them.
Yeah, off you go. Can you donate blood if you've low blood pressure?
No. Now, again, it very much depends on why you've got low blood pressure. Now, some people say their blood pressure is low, but it actually is normal for them, especially younger people. You know, they haven't got any symptoms. But if they have low blood pressure that's caused by condition, like a cardiac problem, then they can't because it's something abnormal.
Can you give blood if you have epilepsy?
If you have, sorry?
Epilepsy.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You can, as long as you haven't had a seizure in the last 3 years and you're off all medication in the last 3 years.
So 3 years off everything really before
with
you
can. With no seizures at any time.
Interesting text here from a lady who says she's 46. I've been told at the clinic that I'm too small physically to give blood.
Right. A minimum weight is 50 kgs, which is 7 stone 12 pounds. And well, there's also the issue of the blood volume. So for females who are, you know, first-time donors or donors who haven't donated in a while, then we actually estimate their blood volume because we mustn't take more than 15% of their blood volume in the donation. And they must have a minimum blood volume of 3.5 litres. If it's less than that, then we would be taking more than 15% from them and there will be a risk of fainting.
I've given blood all my life. I've started blood thinners. So can I now give blood?
No, not while they're actually on anticoagulants. No.
OK, so if you're on any form of blood thinner.
Or any form, no.
You can't take. And is there a period of time you have to wait before you can start?
Again, it depends. If it's long term, then obviously you can't. If somebody had a DVT, a deep venous thrombosis, then you have to wait a minimum of 3 months after. Well, 3 months after the DVT, but they have to be off the anticoagulants for at least a week after that.
This listener is currently taking Ozempic. Can they give blood?
No, not at the moment.
Is there a period of time again they'd need to
They would need to be off that for at least a month.
Okay, another listener too, somebody on thyroxine?
No, thyroxine is fine. Thyroxine is given to people who have an underactive thyroid gland. So again, it depends if they're on it for a while, as a lot of people are, they're on a stable dose and they're feeling well. then they can donate.
You can donate. Are you allowed to bring children to the clinic when you give blood?
Yes, you can. We welcome children, but we actually ask that they, depending on the age, if the child is under 13, then there must be somebody there to supervise the child to make sure they, you know, they don't go out onto the floor and faint at the sight of blood or whatever. So we would ask that if somebody comes, and let's say mother on her own, then we would say, the child can't be under her supervision if she's while she's actually donating.
Okay, somebody else needs to be there.
Yeah, somebody else needs to be there.
This listener is wondering, I donate platelets every 28 days. Can I give blood too?
Well, in theory, yes, you can. But our platelet donors tend, you know, we very much value them, as we do all our donors. And they tend to stay on the platelet panel and not donate blood as well.
Okay. And listeners wondering how long do you need to wait after taking any form of antibiotic?
At least a week after finishing the antibiotics, but you must also be fully recovered from the infection for at least 2 weeks.
And how would you know that?
Oh, back to normal.
Oh, just back to yourself. Yeah. Okay. And just finally, is there a plan to have more regular clinics? If I miss the clinic at my local location, there's nothing again for four months. It seems like a missed opportunity.
Okay, it depends very much on where her clinic is. We try and go to most of our clinics every 3 or 4 months. And if it's a static site, obviously somebody can come, you know, whenever it actually suits them. And again, you know, the venues are reviewed during COVID. You know, we had to change them.
Of course, Yeah, so they can. And if people want to get in touch, they can get in contact with you on the website as well and the phone number.
We ask people to look up our website, giveblood.ie, go to the clinic finder and see where the actual clinics are.
And the number is 1800 731 137. Dr. Ellen McSweeney, blood donor consultant with the Irish Blood Transfusion Service. Ellen, thanks a million for answering listeners' questions today. Very informative. Not at all. Thanks a million. We'll get you back again.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.